Hey everyone and welcome back. Today we're taking a deep, comprehensive look at one of the most iconic names on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, ticker GS. We're going to break down the business, the latest earnings, the financials, the SWOT, the recent performance, and of course, what the stock might really be worth. Let's dive in. Goldman Sachs is a global financial services powerhouse. It serves corporations, financial institutions, governments, and high net worth individuals. The firm operates through three core segments: global markets, investment management, and platform solutions. It's a name that needs very little introduction, but what's happening under the hood right now is worth a close look. Founded in 1869, headquartered in New York, Goldman is led by CEO David Solomon. It employs around 46,600 people. The company has a market cap of over $300 billion, a beta of about 1.29, and pays a dividend yield of around 1.6%. It's a mature, well-established player in the capital market space, but it's also navigating a rapidly changing landscape, especially with AI and shifting market dynamics. Let's talk revenue. In fiscal 2025, Goldman reported total revenue of about $125 billion. That's actually a slight dip from 2024's $126.8 billion, but still well above the 2023 figure of $108 billion. The biggest revenue driver is global markets, which brought in over $41 billion. Investment management contributed around $16.7 billion, and platform solutions, which includes things like consumer banking and transaction banking, added a smaller slice. Geographically, the Americas dominate with over $36 billion in revenue, followed by EMEA at $14 billion, and Asia at about $7.5 billion. Now, earnings. For fiscal 2025, Goldman reported net income of $17.1 billion, up from $14.2 billion in 2024, and a big jump from the $8.5 billion in 2023. Diluted EPS came in at around $50, compared to $40.54 the year prior. That's a serious improvement. The company's return on equity is around 14.5%, and its net profit margin sits at about 16.3%. A strong performance, especially considering the volatile macro environment. On the most recent earnings call, management highlighted robust results across the board. CEO David Solomon noted that the firm is seeing strong momentum in investment banking and trading, and that the pipeline remains healthy. He also addressed the AI opportunity, saying that fears of a job apocalypse are overblown, and that the bank is thinking carefully about how AI will change the talent mix. Solomon also mentioned that markets are currently in greed mode, with plenty of liquidity for big IPOs, especially from AI companies like OpenAI and SpaceX. A confident tone overall. Let's dig into the financials. Goldman's balance sheet is massive, over $1.8 trillion in total assets. The company holds $164 billion in cash and equivalents. Total liabilities are around $1.68 trillion, with total equity at $125 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is elevated at about 6.1, which is typical for a bank. The current ratio is very low at 0.016, but again, that's standard for a financial institution that relies on short-term funding. Free cash flow has been negative in recent years, which is also common for banks due to their business model. The company continues to buy back shares aggressively, with the share count declining by about 4% annually. Now for the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. Goldman has a world-class brand, a dominant position in investment banking and trading, and strong revenue diversification. The recent earnings momentum is a clear strength. Weaknesses include the low current ratio and the negative free cash flow, which are structural but still worth noting. The firm also faces regulatory scrutiny and reputational risks, as seen in recent headlines about ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Opportunities are huge. The wave of AI company IPOs, continued expansion in wealth management, and the potential for AI to improve efficiency. Threats include a potential economic downturn, increased competition from fintech and other banks, and the risk that market volatility could swing the wrong way. Looking at recent performance, Goldman stock has been on a tear. Over the past year, it's up over 71%. Over 5 years, it's up nearly 190%. In the last 3 months alone, it's gained over 37%. The stock is clearly in a strong uptrend, and the momentum has been fueled by solid earnings and a bullish market environment. That said, after such a run, some caution is warranted. Let's talk valuation. For a bank like Goldman, the best model to use is the price-to-book ratio, or PB. That's because book value is a much more reliable anchor for financials than free cash flow. The model confidence here is high. Based on our analysis, we apply a PB multiple of around 2.57, which is near the industry average. The current price is roughly $1,100, and the model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $1,100. Let's call it around $140 to $1,060. So the stock is trading roughly in line with our fair value estimate. There's not a huge gap either way. What drives this valuation? First, the PB multiple is the primary driver, and it's set near the industry average given Goldman's mature profile. Second, the forward PE is used as a supporting check, and it's set at 16, which is below the industry average, reflecting decelerating growth expectations. Third, the share count is declining at about 4% annually due to buybacks, which provides a tailwind to per-share value. These are the key levers. Here's my take. Goldman Sachs is a high-quality franchise with strong momentum. The earnings recovery is real, and the company is well-positioned to benefit from a wave of high-profile IPOs and increased market activity. The stock has already run up a lot, so the easy money might be behind us. At current levels, it's trading near our fair value estimate, so it's not obviously cheap, but it's also not obviously overvalued. If you're a long-term investor, the five-year outlook suggests a roughly break-even return from here, maybe around $9,800 on a $10,000 investment. That's not terrible, but it's not a home run either. The key risk is that if market sentiment shifts or if earnings disappoint, the stock could correct. On the upside, if the AI IPO wave is bigger than expected, Goldman could outperform. For me, it's a hold at these levels, but I'd be a buyer on any meaningful pullback. What do you think about GS? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.